some wonderful, great news today about the Stone Creek Golf Facility, and I'm sure you had to be very pleased when you first heard that this was coming together.
Oh, yes, I'm very excited. This is just an incredible opportunity, not only for our men's and women's golf teams, but on the entire athletic department, the university, as well as the entire community.
Well, Coach, I know that your concern is the University of Illinois and your team and your players, but the University of Illinois, both on the men's and the women's side, have done so many great things for golf and the university in Big Ten conference play. And I'm sure as you look around you and you see some of the other schools and their facilities getting better, that this just helps keep the U of I up at the top of the Big Ten and is beneficial for you and your recruiting as you go forward.
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, we've got the Demersion Indoor Practice Facility and the Lortz and Rollers Outdoor Practice Facility, and this just adds to our portfolio of practice and training facilities for our team members and continuing to provide those resources to enable our team members to strengthen and develop their games to compete for Big Ten and NCAA titles.
What was the response you got from some of your players as you, I'm sure you've shared the news with them?
We spoke of, they knew that something was in the works a few months ago, and I was kind of waiting until today to share the details with them, and we actually have our weekly Zoom team meeting is scheduled for tonight, so it'll be exciting news to share with them.
Based on what we've learned from the press release, it sounds like as this change goes forward, there will also be some improvements around the facility. Are you going to make any suggestions to the university on how you can benefit your team as this facility comes together under its new name?
Yeah, the coaching staffs have been consulted and through this process, and as we dive into this project a little bit deeper and learn a little bit more, we will certainly be providing some guidance and suggestions, and with the understanding that not all of these can be done at once and that it will take some time, and so it will be a multi-phased approach.
You've been at the University of Illinois for a while. I'm sure you've had an opportunity to get to know the Adkins family. What can you tell us about them and, of course, the generosity now of this great gift to the University of Illinois?
I mean, what an incredible family. The generosity, just the impact that they have had on this community and lasting impact. I mean, these actions that they have taken will continue to impact this community years and years from now. And just for them to think about others first and in so many different ways. I mean, this is just one of the ways, you know, with the Adkins Tennis Facility and then the baseball training facility and then just the various things around town as well. Just a very giving and generous family that are making a tremendous difference in this community.
Coach, I'm sure the spring was very difficult for you, not getting to play the pandemic situation. And yeah. I'm not sure how many seniors you might have had on your roster, but I've heard from coaches everywhere in different sports that just a disappointment to have to say farewell to their seniors in this type of manner. And I know you have the women's program rolling and raising it to the top level of the NCAA. You know, how do you keep the momentum going after having to basically call this major timeout due to the pandemic?
Well, you know, we've had several meetings with our team and really looking at this as an opportunity and seeing how we can use this time to our benefit. How can this make us better? And so we've been investing some time in each other and are excited about how that will pay huge dividends for us in the coming year and really having an opportunity to do some things that we don't typically get to do. And we are fortunate. We had one senior on the team this past year, and she will be coming back next year. So our roster will remain the same with the addition of one freshman. So we're extremely excited about this coming season and putting in the time and effort now so that we can hit the ground running then in the fall.
Coach, we just got the great news up here last night that it's official. The Women's Western Golf Association will be having their amateur championship. It's on for next month for sure. And I know you've had some of your players in that event the last few years. And I'm hoping that, like many players, they're just looking for a place to play. They're looking to get back and get some tournament competition. And I don't know if you have any players in that field or not, but hopefully there will be again this year, and we wish them success. And do you know if any of your players are participating this year?
Yes. As of right now, we do have three team members that will be playing this year.
Well, that is great to know, and we'll look forward to seeing them tournament week. And if there's anything else in closing you'd like to add about this great situation to the University of Illinois that your supporters should know, the floor is yours, so to speak.
Just a very exciting day for our golf programs here at the U of I, for our athletic department, and the entire University of Illinois family. And we just could not be more grateful to the entire Atkins family for their support.